Yeah, School Perceptions was the company that we retained to survey all of our district residents about what their thoughts are regarding our facility study and where we should be, not just in the immediate future, but 5 years or 10 years or even farther down the road. We contacted over 4,000 residents in regard to that survey and received over 800 responses. So our company, that School Perceptions, is really happy with that response rate. We have some of the raw data right now that I shared with the board tonight. We were really pleased with the age demographics that responded. We had over 350 responses from those 55 and older, and that's a large voting block of our population. So I think they play an important role in determining our future direction, especially if we talk about referendum. What we don't have in terms of data from this is any analysis of all the comments that we received along with the survey, and we hope to have that full data set to be able to share with the board and with the community at next month's board meeting.
And then what happens after that? Is there a certain timeline or certain steps that you have to follow before you actually go out to the voters? It would potentially be in June, right?
Yeah. Right now, with the primary election pushed back to June 28th, the deadlines for referendums have all been moved. Typically, you'd be dealing with those things in November and December for a spring referendum. But if that's where the board decides to move based on the feedback we get, those deadlines really wouldn't fall until spring. So we've still got a lot of time to make those kinds of decisions as we move forward.